Volunteers braved snow showers and a wind chill around 0 degrees Thursday afternoon to help distribute food through the Feeding America of West Michigan Mobile Food Pantry program. The program provides thousands of pounds of protein, dairy, grains and other food items every month. People started to line up in their vehicles over 2 hours before the event started at 4 p.m. at Big Bear Arena. It ended at 6 p.m. Any leftover food items were distributed to local food banks. Usually, between 250 to 350 households take advantage of the free program. On Thursday, around 15,000 pounds of food was hauled in by the Feeding America of West Michigan truck with well over a dozen volunteers helping load the food into vehicles. The current local coordinator, Kristen Corbiere, has been the leader of the program since 2017. Under her leadership, the Mobile Food Pantry, and her volunteers, have distributed around 940,500 pounds of food to nearly 20,500 households, reaching a total of 38,780 individuals. I am just one individual. Without all of our volunteers and our supporters, not just our volunteers who come here every month, that help me with my family and friends who have supported me through this and watched my kids or when I needed that extra push, they are the ones that made this happen, she said. However, 7 years later, after this last distribution of 2024, Corbiere is passing the torch to another person to take on the responsibility of keeping the program alive. In the near term, Sioux Tribe Chairman Austin Lowes will volunteer his time to be the coordinator of the January event. Corbiere started this journey 7 years ago at a presentation from Feeding America West Michigan. While attending a Parent Advisory Committee, PAC, meeting at J.K.L. Bawetting Anishinaabe PSA, there was a presentation from Feeding America West Michigan about 33 an opportunity to host a mobile pantry distribution. J.K.L. PAC decided to host one distribution, see how it went, and then make decisions from that experience. That first distribution was very impactful for not only myself, but for many other J.K.L. PAC members and other volunteers resulting in continued hosting, she said. Sue Leader asked her if her first days, weeks, and months on the job were as she expected and what she had learned about this position and program. Corbiere had no idea she would be the coordinator for 7 years. However, during that time she learned a lot about food insecurity in the area. If you had asked me after that first distribution in 2017 if I saw myself hosting them for this many years, I would have answered no. I think it is important to clarify that the time I spent coordinating mobile pantry distributions was never a job where I received compensation. Prior to coordinating mobile pantry distributions, I volunteered my time and while I am stepping down from this volunteer opportunity, I know there will be more opportunities in the future. I encourage everyone who can to volunteer somewhere. It is so rewarding and no matter what your interests are, there are opportunities to volunteer for everyone. Over the last 7 years, I have learned so much about food insecurity, what it really means, and how it impacts us all. Every distribution I coordinated was stressful. I always worried there wouldn't be enough volunteers. What if we ran out of food or what if we had a lot left over? How will we handle the weather, heat, rain, lighting, snow, sub-zero temperatures, and more? What I have learned over the last 7 years is that at the end of the distribution, enough volunteers showed up, we navigated the weather, our community received supplemental groceries, and we had fun. They always worked out no matter what circumstances we were facing because our community is amazing. While my wish is there wasn't a need for mobile pantries, that food insecurity was a concern of the past that no one suffered from. However, until that wish becomes a reality, I am grateful that programs like this exist, she explained. We also asked her how many deliveries or events she has been a part of over the past 7 years and to talk about the need in this community and what it means to those who depend on it. Corbiere's work as a coordinator was not just for the Sault Ste. Marie area and Chippewa County. I have coordinated 69 mobile pantry distributions in Chippewa County since 2017 and was asked to provide assistance to two in Mackinac County. We have distributed at Lake Superior State University, J.K.L. Bawetting Anishinaabe PSA, Big Bear Arena, Consolidated Community School Services, CCSS, Kinross Recreation Center, and Bruce Township Hall. The distributions we have hosted have been well received by those who attend, both volunteers and those who receive food. In 2018, during one of the hottest days that I can remember, the semi-truck broke down a couple of hours away from the distribution site, leaving neighbors, many who had come hours early to line up, waiting even longer to receive food. Kristen feared people would be disgruntled, but instead, they reacted with eagerness to help once the semi-truck arrived. Neither frigid weather nor COVID could stop Corbier from successfully keeping the food distribution going. In 2019, during January's polar vortex, when the governor issued the state of emergency, it was just another day for us in the UP. Every distribution had been canceled due to the weather except ours. All our volunteers came in below freezing weather, carrying boxes to people's cars. It didn't impact numbers at all. Elders, children and families still showed up when everything was shut down, she continued. The success of the distribution program under Corbière's leadership did not go unnoticed by the CEO, at that time, of Feeding America of West Michigan. This was my experience from April 2019. I had a surreal experience while at our mobile distribution. Our regular driver, Scott, wasn't there tonight, we had Ken. I didn't think anything of it because Scott hasn't always been available. Our distribution was a huge success. After everyone left and it was just Ken and I, we chatted for a bit. He then said he needed to tell me something. He went on to say he wasn't a regular driver, he just filled in once in a while. He said he was actually the president and CEO of Feeding America of West Michigan. It felt like forever until I was able to mutter, what did you just say? He repeated that he was president and CEO of Feeding America of West Michigan. He totally undercover bossed me. Ken then talked about what a great distribution we ran. He spoke about how not one person appeared uncomfortable, how everyone from the volunteers to the recipients seemed to enjoy themselves. He praised the hard work of all our volunteers, the adults, the children, and the food carriers. He mentioned how great it was to see local law enforcement building community relations. We discussed the importance of mobile distributions in rural areas, and I expressed my hope that funding is secured to allow us to continue with them monthly as well as expand distribution sites. Although we discussed many things, what filled my heart the most was when an undercover boss echoed what I have been saying since we started the food trucks 2 years ago. Our volunteers are amazing, our distributions are a model of efficiency, and we are making a positive impact on our community, she explained. Then there was the time last year when Corbier received more praise for her work. In 2023, our September distribution was selected to have Claire Babineau-Fontenot attend. As Chief Executive Officer of Feeding America, she oversees the nation's largest domestic hunger relief organization and second largest U.S. charity. The head of Feeding America for the United States was coming to the UP for our distribution and attending with the CEO of Feeding America West Michigan, Ken Estelle. Talk about nerve-wracking. My nerves changed to a feeling of pride because it meant that others see what I see. Our distributions are top-notch because of the amazing and hard-working volunteers. On the day of the distribution, it was great to see Mrs. Babineau-Fontenot and Mr. Estelle jump right in, volunteering alongside everyone. Mr. Estelle again praised how the distribution was run, the efficiency of it and the volunteers, she said. Sometimes, though, the appreciation from the locals touches Corbière's heart even more. Over the course of my time coordinating, I have received more phone calls than I can count from community members expressing their appreciation. One woman called to inquire about a mushroom we had distributed. It was not a typical mushroom, and she wanted to make sure she knew what it was in order to properly cook it. She shared that both she and her husband are retired, but he has since had to find part-time employment in order to keep up with the rising cost of daily living expenses. She also shared how they attend the monthly food distributions so they can save money on groceries, then put that money towards household bills, she continued. Here are several more responses from recipients who took advantage of the program or who have volunteered. I've only gone to one, and some would think I wouldn't need it, but with two kids and a boyfriend and a limited income, it has helped immensely. And the ones I have not been to, Heather Deshano brought me stuff that has always helped. I love what you do and I hope you never stop. I love the no questions asked and the happy non-judgmental atmosphere that you offer. Also, as a Head Start teacher, I love that what is left is offered to my parents who could not make it. You truly make a difference, such a big help for my family and my parents, as I have a proxy for them since it's too much to stand or carry items. It's hard to always buy healthy. We love the fruits and veggies and love the wee yogurts when they are available. All around such a big help and always good food for my family. The only thing is it's sometimes hard to get to town. I went once last year when I had temporary custody of my granddaughters. I didn't have an income, so it really helped with feeding them. I've been living off insurance since my husband passed in 2013. My neighbor, Lori, had brought some extra things the summer before because I had the girls for a visit. It really helped and was much appreciated. The girls enjoyed everything. I've only gone to it once, almost a year and a half ago, till the not long after my house burnt down. It was a huge help. They didn't even ask any questions that I can recall, other than how many people were in my family, myself and four kids. It has been my honor to volunteer and have other soldiers give back to the community that has supported the 1437th MRBC. Seeing young people give their time to help out others not so fortunate is what makes this community and these people special. Thank you, Kay, you have been an inspiration to many. For a while, about 2 years, I was going as often as I could. It was a huge help. Anything I didn't have to spend on food I could use for bills. Things were tight. Finally, things got a bit more stable and I don't need to go anymore. Serving food insecure neighbors hasn't just opened Kristen's eyes to hunger's impact. Volunteers from MBank, a local business which helps sponsor distributions, have been struck by those they serve as well. Volunteer Dave Thomas shared, "To know you're making a difference in a family's life when they may not know where their next meal will come from," David said, "has a great personal impact not only on me but our team as well." Corbière believes if you asked anyone, volunteers or those who attend, they would tell you they enjoyed coming to the distributions, and that they were treated with respect and kindness. "I hope they would tell you they found the items they received beneficial," she said. Some of those volunteers have been there over the years and Corbière just cannot thank them enough. The mobile pantry distributions are all volunteer-run. Every month individuals, families, sports teams, agencies, businesses, students, and groups give their time to make the mobile pantries happen. They show up in the rain, heat, and even in the cold snow and hail. Some of our volunteers have been doing this since 2017 while others have experienced it for the first time this year. It is because of the volunteers that the drive-through mobile pantries are so successful. Without them, we would not be able to have this resource in our community. Our volunteers not only attend to distribute food, they will then deliver to their neighbors and veterans, and even deliver to the islands around us. I have so much I want to share about the volunteers but struggle to find the right words. They are everything and I admire each and every person who has attended in the last 7 years. I am humbled by the outpouring of support from our community. I want to express my deepest thanks for your incredible support of the mobile pantry distributions that I've had the privilege of coordinating. This success would not have been possible without the dedication and generosity of each and every one. I am truly grateful, and I cannot thank our community enough for their unwavering support. She said. Corbière also stressed that more work has to be done. Volunteers worked with Progress Michigan to help bring awareness to food insecurity, the Farm Bill, and how today more than three-quarters of the Farm Bill funds cover nutrition programs, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or what used to be food stamps. The Farm Bill doesn't just impact farmers, it impacts everyone who eats. More than $4 out of $5 of federal Farm Bill funding goes to nutrition programs. But recipients of food assistance programs need additional support amid efforts in Washington, D.C. to cut funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. Our volunteers shared their experience ensuring access to food in rural communities and how people's lives are changed for the better once they have access to healthy food. If families have the support they need to eat, rural and urban communities alike will benefit, she concluded. You can see that video here.